for your hard work. Next item, 1333.
Develop a waste collection access and opportunity program and authorize exemption as a class special procurement.
Colleagues, as you remember, when the City of Portland adopted its citywide racial equity goals and strategies in 2015. These goals included committing to an effort of increasing opportunities, especially around contracting. The Bureau of Planning and Sustainability has spent the last year and a half looking for ways to bring greater access and opportunity to underrepresented contractors, specifically in the waste collection industry. It's particularly difficult for minority-owned, women-owned, and emerging small businesses to gain entrance to capital-intensive industries like waste collection and construction. In the construction industry, the city has already developed the Prime Contractor Development Program, which allows certified minority and women contractors to compete within the program for contracting opportunities of up to $1 million. The program also provides ongoing technical assistance and educational opportunities. The Bureau of Planning and Sustainability has worked with procurement services to develop an exciting proposal for a similar program in the waste collection industry called the Waste Collection and Access and Opportunity Program, which is what we're going to hear about today. I'd like to turn this over to Arianna Sperry from BPS and Lester Spittler from the Procurement Office to kick this off. Thank you.
Can you hear me? Okay. Thank you so much, Mayor and City Council. I'm really pleased to be able to present today with Lester, as he and his team at Procurement Services have been awesome partners in helping us map out this approach. So, at the core of this effort is equity, which we as a city have identified as an important value. And we've also identified that creating more access in our contracting opportunities is a critical component to advancing that work. The Waste Collection Access and Opportunity Program provides us with a concrete step that we can take to move toward our equity goals. So how did we get here? In August of 2017, City Council directed BPS to launch a review of our franchise system governing collection of residential garbage and recycling. And for the first time, we were directed to use an equity lens in our review, not only in terms of diversity of workforce, but also company ownership. One of the first steps was to identify the barriers facing minority-owned and women-owned companies. We interviewed stakeholders, and we heard about lack of access, including access to capital, and lack of opportunity, like the opportunity to build relevant experience. And though all service providers face these barriers are amplified for minority-owned companies due to historical discrimination and inequities. Ultimately, we concluded that the most effective approach was to broaden our look to all sectors of the waste system and identify steps we can take over several years to create access and opportunities for capacity building. So last October, we shared with you our waste equity work plan that lays out the work BPS will take to advance diversity and equity in Portland's waste collection system. You'll recall that multifamily was our top priority, and it still is. We're working to scope that effort right now and convene an advisory group early next year. The next top items in the work plan relate to city procurements for waste collection from trash cans in the public right-of-way and from city-owned and city-managed offices and other facilities. Implementation of these items is moving forward first for several reasons. First, the city is the customer in these two procurements, so we have more flexibility and control over the procurement approach. The public trash program is slated to expand significantly, going from about $600,000 per year to over $2 million per year by 2022. So there's a big opportunity there to make changes in how we do things. We're expanding into business districts across the city in phases, starting in East Portland this spring. The public trash program makes sense as a stepping stone for new service providers because it's less capital intense. There's just one line of service, so there are fewer collection vehicles to purchase. Also, the city owns and maintains the trash cans, which is another investment the contractor doesn't have to make. The waste collection contract for city-owned offices and facilities is currently about $900,000 per year. And this contract is big enough that only a few large companies have the capacity to bid on it. BPS plans to work with procurement services and the participating bureaus to restructure the contract to create more access and opportunity for a broader set of companies. Having just a small pool of interested and capable bidders has also been an issue with the public trash solicitations. So another benefit of this proposal is that we can grow the pool and build the capacity of new potential service providers. When we approached procurement services to discuss the best way to provide more access and opportunity for minority-owned and women-owned companies in our public waste collection procurements, Lester here suggested BPS use the existing model of the city's prime contractor development program, which directs smaller construction contracts to a pool of vetted and pre-qualified vendors. The program is available to minority-owned, women-owned, and emerging small businesses that have been certified by the State Certification Office for Business Inclusion and Diversity, which is also known as COBID. The Prime Contractor Development Program also supports companies in their growth by providing operational and technical assistance. So BPS is proposing to develop a similar waste collection access and opportunity program and direct future procurements for waste collection from public trash cans and city offices and facilities through the program. We'll work with procurement services, other city bureaus, and potential service providers to develop administrative rules for the program. The first procurement would be for public trash collection in East Portland next spring. And when the existing contract for waste collection at city facilities expires in August of 2020, that work would also be directed through the program. To do all this, we need authorization for a class special procurement exemption, which Lester can speak to.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. So the procurement action before you today is authorizing a class special procurement exemption. So Portland City Code allows City Council, acting as a local contract review board, to authorize a special procurement if it meets certain criteria. Number one, it can't result in favoritism or diminished competition. And it should result in substantial cost savings and public benefits. So we feel like this class special procurement exemption is going to do exactly that. As Ariane mentioned, the State Certification Office of Inclusion and Business Diversity certifies companies, and they face the greatest challenge in entering this market because it's very capital intensive. So what we're proposing to do is take these opportunities and compete them amongst a sheltered market pool of vendors, if you will, that are vetted and pre-qualified through the program. And those contractors or vendors will be the only firms that have access to those opportunities. It's very similar to the Prime Contractor Development Program that we have today. So we're currently working with the state to pull the certified companies to see who would be interested in this initially and who might be interested in expanding their operation to pursue these opportunities in the future. We will continue to work with them to pull that that pool of vendors to promote this opportunity and to continue to grow the pool of vendors inside this sheltered market, if you will.
So to reiterate, BPS is seeking direction to develop a new waste collection access and opportunity program. We're also seeking authorization for a class special procurement to direct city contracts for waste collection from public trash cans and city offices and facilities through the new program. And we're seeking immediate authorization in order to meet our commitments to the East Portland community to begin providing public trash collection services by next spring. And that's all.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions on this item before we take public testimony?
And we also have invited testimony as well.
Oh, very good. Nate?
Me now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Just for the record, my name is Nate McCoy, Executive Director of the Oregon Chapter of the National Association of Minority Contractors. Thank you for having me today, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm struck by the presentations earlier today because I see so many parallels in the discussions around honest opportunities within workforce development and homeless the crisis that we are all facing and the housing issues. And you're going to hear from me today about how I'm seeing the dots connect between all of these presentations. I won't reiterate what Ariane did, but I want to acknowledge BPS and some of the procurement staff on their leadership over this last year to ensure that we were setting the right tables with the existing haulers, as well as potential new minority and other women, new entrants into this system. We were along the way reminded of some case studies from 1950 that showed pretty blatant discriminations of African Americans and other minority haulers who were more or less just froze out of these industries. And to fast forward to today, to have a discussion with you all, for any politician, I think you would clamor to a win-win scenario, and I think that's what we're presenting today. What I really want to spend my 2 minutes extra on is really talking about the back-end process. And I think the back-end process is by far the most important, given your approval today, which is to establish this equity working group, which will really wrestle with not only how to expand the pie, but how to expand that workforce development. And what I'm hopeful of is, these same people that we worked with over the last year with all the current haulers, we've saw some commitments. We've had conversations about donated trucks to ensure minorities and other youth have opportunities to learn hands-on in accessing CDL driver certificates. We're talking about grants that Metro is offering to this industry to ensure that, we keep an ample opportunity for the youth. We're also talking about how do you ensure that new entrants can buy a business or start a business and capitalize equipment. So what better way than to the city to sponsor a program in which people can get that needed capacity, that technical assistance, that access to everybody in the hauling industry accessing these young people to get into these jobs. I mean, to me, there's not a better program and process that I've seen the city ever undertake. We talk about public benefit, we talk about community benefit. Today, you have both of those in one. So what I would like to say that on top of that is, Mayor, me and you sat in a meeting with Work Systems where projections show that there were 17,000 opportunity youth, they called them, those young individuals who have graduated high school and aren't employed or not employed in living wage jobs and aren't going to college. What better access than construction? What better access than hauling? What better access than all these major agencies doing infrastructure development in our city? We got to get a head start on this, and I'm hopeful that the city will partner with Metro, ODOT, and on top of that, we've got two major housing bonds underway. What better way than to start talking about MOTI housing in these industries, affordable housing? These are new market opportunities, including city facilities, that we have the opportunity to address and make sure that there's an inclusive environment for all those individuals entering these new markets. I mean, I just have never seen anything that's coming together this well, and I'm begging you guys, to really make sure we approve this, and on top of that, appoint staff to be a part of this working equity group, because we're going to need some real leadership to support the stakeholders as well as the staff that are doing this hard work. So please grant the opportunity for these special procurements to take place so that we can move into the real work of ensuring that we are getting the young individuals, even some of the homeless population, involved in getting a job that will be sustainable for the next 20, 30 years. So thank you for the time today, and I just hope that we can rustle up in this next New Year's with some innovative ways to work together. Thank you.
Thank you. And Nate, thank you for the hard work you put into this. And Nate, you've been at this for a long time, working very hard. And I agree with you. Whenever you can bring a win-win to the city council, that's a really good thing.
Absolutely.
So thank you. Does that complete, Ariana, the provided testimony?
Yes.
Very good. Carla, how many people do we have signed up?
We have four.
Very good. 2 minutes each, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
The first three, please, coming up are Robert Patterson, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and Maggie.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert Patterson. It occurs to me that classism often masquerades as racism. And while I understand the importance of programs that allow minority-owned businesses and woman-owned businesses access to capital and access to contracts, I am mindful of the fact that also there is a population of poor whites that have been historically denied access to capital. And I would hope that the commission not forget them as well. And one more thing. I'd like to invite everybody to join me on the steps of City Hall today at 4 p.m., where I plan to make an important announcement regarding my political future. I'm Robert Patterson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, Council. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And I just want to say thank you. Yay. Nice job. The only thing is, would be even better if somebody had moved to amend a one-year review so we can talk about the excellent progress we've made, so people that have actually experienced success on this program can come and talk about the difference it's made in the community. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks.
I'm all for equity, and if you can get rid of those fuel-run blowers and hire more street sweepers instead, you'll employ more people. And I think it's good that there's going to be those 157 units that are going to people who are employed in minimum wage jobs over on the east side. But what about supportive housing? Let's talk about supportive housing. Let's talk about the fact that you've divided people in who are going into housing because they have minimum wage jobs and they're getting into these units, and then again segregating people who are very, very disabled and putting them in these horrible, horrible shelters with you know, all these problems. So I would like to continue that conversation.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay.
Colleagues,
the
any further
last
questions?
Person who signed up is Beth Vargas Duncan.
Come on up.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, members of the council. I'm Beth Vargas Duncan, the regional director with Oregon Refuse and Recycling Association, and today I'm speaking in representation of the Portland Haulers Association. As you know, Portland Haulers provide the residential solid waste and recycling collection services within Portland. Every hauler providing residential collection service in Portland is a member of the Portland Haulers Association. All members are committed to working cooperatively with the City's Bureau of Planning and Sustainability staff to provide safe, modern, and efficient waste collection services that include garbage, recycling, organics collection, all at reasonable rates. The Portland Haulers Association members value and support equity, diversity, and inclusion. PHA members have been working closely with BPS staff and the Oregon chapter of the National Association of Minority Contractors and others to identify effective initiatives, building our commitment to diversity in the workplace, and providing new opportunities for minority and women to gain added experience in solid waste management services. During the franchise renewal discussions in December of 2017, last year, PHA members introduced the idea to use city facility and public trash can contracts as a method to create new opportunities quickly for minorities and women-owned companies in waste management services. We remain committed to supporting this initiative and concept, as well as working with the Waste Equity Advisory Group on all other ways to effectively create more opportunities for minorities and women, while also continuing to provide the standard of service expected from the city. We remain committed to enhancing diversity training within our companies and have hired a consultant to help us do so. As you consider this ordinance, please know PHMA members are invested as partners with Portland as we move forward. Additionally, there are many factors behind a hauler's control that can impact costs, operations, and the logistics to delivering the service. I'll just end saying we bring a strong record of commitment to advancing this next phase of work to increase the opportunity and reduce barriers for new entrants at every level in the waste management industry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your partnership.
Very good. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
It's really great to see that you're planning sustainability and the haulers and everybody else has been able to come back so quickly in this step towards equity in the waste hauling business. Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
This seems right to me. We're currently expanding the number of public trash cans. We're obviously, as a successful city, experiencing more trash downtown. To create a preferred vendor procurement process to give MWESB firms a foothold around this particular part of our business, which is fairly substantial, I think is the right move. I appreciate the presentation, and I'm pleased to support this. Aye.
Saltzman.
I also appreciate the very good work. I think Mayor Wheeler's call for more trash cans throughout the city is having not only the intended effect of getting more trash off the streets and into the cans, but creating business opportunities here for minority and women and emerging small businesses. So it's a great idea. Appreciate the Portland Haulers Association being on board with this as well. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, as we heard from the BPS representatives in testimony, this ordinance is a step in the right direction regarding equity priorities here in the city of Portland. I believe that the waste collection and opportunity program is going to create openings and more access for waste collection amongst these COBID certified firms. And this is exactly the kind of innovation that allows companies to break into capital intensive industries such as the ones we're discussing today. I'd like to thank everybody who worked on this process, including BPS. We had Ariana Sperry, Jill Kolek, Bruce Walker, and the rest of the phenomenal team that they have over there who've dedicated time and resources to ensuring that we prioritize these equity goals and create opportunities that did not exist before. I'd also like to thank Amy Ratfeller in my office for her work on this, as well as our colleagues in all of the council offices who worked for some time to move this along. I'm very excited to see the results of this program going forward. And I, of course, want to thank Seraphie Allen, who continues to do great things in our office as well. So I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everyone. We'll move.